Brother George needs no introduction here. Brother George, come. We're looking forward to hear what's going on in the village.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the campers and the counselors, we want to welcome you to our home away from home here at the lodge. This is where we meet Jesus every morning and sometimes in the evening, and where we worship him and where we learn of him.
Yes.
And his ways. Our theme has been this last few days is friendship with Jesus. Friendship. Fellowship with Jesus. Jesus wants to be our friend, my friend. And we learned that at the beginning, at the creation time, there was that fellowship that God had with his people, with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And God would come down and meet with them and fellowship. But that fellowship was broken by disobedience. And they had to be cast out of that garden. But God had a plan. And that plan involved Jesus. Jesus to die for us. And so we've been learning that God wants to restore that friendship. And we learned that he's the friend of sinners. We had the story of Zacchaeus, that wee little man. Zacchaeus, oh, they hated Zacchaeus. He was a sinner. He was a collaborator with the Romans. Oh, they hated him. But Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm going to your house. Come on, I'm going to your house. Come on, hurry up. Let's go. Let's have fellowship. And Zacchaeus became a happy, happy man, the song goes. And so that fellowship, Jesus, the friend of sinners. And then we learned about Jesus as the friend of youth. The parents would bring children to Jesus so that he could touch them. But the disciples, what did the disciples say? Get away, get, go, go. Jesus has no time for you. Jesus is for the adults, for the big people. And Jesus says, oh, no, 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 no. Bring the children to me. Bring them. I want to lay my hands on them. I want to hold them. And so, and you must become as a child. That's the way into the kingdom. In your simplicity, acknowledge your sin and come as a little child. And so we've been learning these things. We learned about Abraham. Abraham, what is he called? The friend of God. The friend of God, God's friend, Abraham. And so we're traveling on. We're going to talk about Moses. When Moses talked with God face to face. Our brother talked about what that meant a few days ago. And so we're going to touch on it too. And then we talk about Daniel was greatly loved. And we're going to go on. We have our work cut out for us in these next few days. So we would like to share some songs. And some verses with you about friendship with Jesus. So, come.
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
Blessing those were. Thank you for sharing those things with us. Yeah. So exciting. I love the gusto with which some of the fellows were singing. You guys too. You guys were singing so great. Boy, a few of you sounded like the Billy Graham choir. And then over here I had a couple of guys that were, you know, Jesus is all the world. And I love, and I'm gonna tell a story on two fellas sitting over here because I loved it. Eternal life. Here's what they did. Eternal joy. You know, I want to know something? We should all sing that song like that. Yeah. So many times we're, eternal life, right. Eternal joy. He's my... Is that it? No, I like that. I'm going to teach my people in my church to sing that like that. When we sing that, eternal life, eternal joy. How many of you have been to a football game? You ever been to a football game, a baseball game, a soccer game, or whatever? What do you do when your team scores? Yay! Right? Not yay. I think we did something good. Everybody else is yelling. No. Hey, eternal joy. It's a joy that never fades away.
Never?
You ever wonder? Never. Never, ever. We said never? Yeah, exactly, never. You ever wonder why God chose you to be his friend? You ever wonder why? You got an answer for me? Good. Because I need a good answer.
Because he loves us.
A reward right there. Because he loves us. He loves us. Not that we loved him. Not that we had anything special to bring to the table. Not because God said, ooh, I better get that person to be my friend because maybe they'll be nice to me or whatever. You know, they can teach me to do something or they can protect me from getting beaten up in school or whatever it may be. No, he did it simply because he loves us. And I'm so glad we got the right answer because I would like you to turn in your hymnal to page 202. Such love. It starts, that God should love a sinner such as I. Imagine that. Like you and like me. 202 in our hymnal. We're going to take your morning offering at this time. As you know, I'm sure, those of you who have ever been to Pilgrim Camp on a Sunday, this is the only offering that's taken at Pilgrim Camp during the service. And this, the money that you give, goes directly to the camp fund. This makes it possible for boys and girls to come to camp who can't afford it. I mean, it's pretty cheap as it is. But There are those who can't afford it, and we want everyone to be able to come here regardless of their ability to pay or not. And so this helps to defray some of those expenses. So if you have an offering, that's going to be collected by the brethren at this time. Let's sing page 202, Such Love. All together. That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this! Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this. Hey, could we have all the campers and the counselors, if you have a book, all the counselors and the campers, sing the second verse for us, okay? You can read those words, can't you? You guys can read those words? Verse 2, you know which one that is? Second line? Got it. You got it, Ethan. Let's go. All together. That
Christ should join so freely in the scheme, although in vain his death on Calvary did ever human tongue find nobler theme than love and ransomed me. Such love, such wondrous love. Such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this.
Now, if you didn't sing the second verse, you're going to sing the third verse. That's everyone else. Here we go.
That for a willful outcast such as I, the Father planned, the Savior bled and died, redemption for a worthless saved to buy, who love and law and grace defied. Such love, such love, such wondrous love, such love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this.
All together.
And now he takes me to his heart a son. He asks me not to fill a servant's place. The far-off country wanderings all are done. Wide open are his arms of grace. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like this.
Let's thank him for his love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.